Welcome to Our Sleeve Life podcast, hosted by Kelly and Mel, two lifelong friends who took control of their lives by having gastric sleeve surgery 5 years apart. This podcast is for you, our listeners, whether you're pre-op, post-op, maintaining, being a support person, or maybe none of these, but this is your podcast. Now it's time for the show.
Welcome to the quarantine episode, guys.
Yeah. Because
this is what that is. Because, okay. Man, I don't know about you, Kelly.
Yeah.
But the quarantine sucks.
It sucks so much. Like, I can't even describe how much it has sucked.
Yeah.
So, because first off, I was stuck in my house for like 3 years.
Yep.
Because of my diseases. 3 years. And then I finally have the surgery, lose the weight, I have a job, I'm working, living my life, and then quarantine happens, and I am stuck in my house once again.
Again.
For the second time in my life.
I know. I was worried about you.
Yeah. I was worried about myself.
Because I was like, she seems fine right now. And well, I think as long as we keep talking to each other.
Yes.
Then we should be good, which why wouldn't we talk to each other?
So. Well, yeah, we speak multiple times a day, every day. Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah. Well, we like to talk about the podcast a lot. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, and that's what was killing us, is that we didn't realize how therapeutic this really is. Like, I felt it.
Exactly.
I knew it.
Yeah.
But when you take it away, like,
yeah,
for 2 months so far, like, that's insane.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it. I mean, I'm totally down to social distance, and that's what we've been doing.
But. Oh, yeah. We've been we've done as much as we can separate that we possibly could. And, like, you know, there's all the technologically, you know, bonuses that we have now, that we have FaceTime, we have Zoom, we have all these things that we can see people.
Yeah, Instagram Live, you guys, that's how that started, because we didn't know what to do. How could we get you guys involved?
Yeah, and it's crazy, but there is nothing like the interaction of a person standing in front of you.
Seriously.
Yeah. And this is seriously, like, we recorded, I think we want to start, like, we started in, like, January or February.
Right.
And we were together pretty much every single week for hours.
Yep.
And so when you take that away, you're like, what do I do with these feelings?
I don't know what to do. I was supposed to talk and get all these feelings out. So, like, the working out in the beginning, I mean, it's still happening. I noticed that my workouts are now, like, regularly happening.
Yeah.
Because of the quarantine. So I guess that's a good thing.
Well, and I pushed her to make a schedule.
I needed to make a schedule. Because now, guys, like, I work from home.
Mm-hmm.
And, which I love. Like, I love working from home.
Yeah.
Like, it's amazing. But when you can't go anywhere after work, that's where the hard part's coming in. And then also, because my work, you can only work from home maybe like a couple times a month, or if you already have a schedule.
Yep.
So I don't have an office.
Mm-hmm.
And I do now. But we went 5 weeks with me just working in a kitchen nook.
Yeah,
you did. And my back hurt so bad.
Well, yeah, just sitting there, like, even for a couple hours with, like, come and visit.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't imagine.
Well, and I normally stand all day. Like, at work, I have a standing desk.
You do.
And there's always a joke, like, if I sit, they're always like, what's wrong with Melanie? Because I, like, when I first started, like, the goal was like, okay, 4 hours. I can at least do 4 hours of my day standing. Yeah. And I'll sit the other rest.
Yep.
But then when I hit, like, noon, I was like, I could stand. I can keep going. Why am I sitting? If I don't feel like I need to sit, why am I going to sit?
Well, and you're distracted by doing your work, so it doesn't even faze you that you're standing.
Yeah. So now, like, I can stand all 8 hours. Not a big problem.
That's crazy.
And just do my typing, call people, you know, whatever, what I have to do. But then now you took away my standing desk.
Yep.
I have to sit, and it's a very uncomfortable.
Yep.
So, you know, we bite the bullet because we had an extra room that my Uncle Charles was living in that we talked about before.
Yes.
And he did pass in September. So I just haven't cleaned up the room.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's not fun.
Well, it wasn't like your first priority.
No, no.
And emotionally, it's hard to go in there. So,
yeah. So I'm like, it's weird because it was my son's room. And then my son moved down in the basement, and then he took the room. And then now I'm in the room. So it's just weird. But now I'm super happy in that room. You guys got to see it when we did the giveaway.
Yep.
When I realized I said her name wrong and I'm super sorry. It's just Becoming Ashley. And I said it so wrong. I'm super sorry, Becoming Ashley. I do apologize.
It's okay. It's live. But mistakes will be made.
I think it was because I just, like, my brother watched, like, Becoming Geisha or Galatia or something like that.
Huh.
And so I'm like, her name just, like, I was like, it's got to be Becoming Galatia. I don't know.
Becoming Ashley.
But it's Becoming Ashley. And thank you for supporting us. We appreciate you.
We appreciate you so much.
So that's now the office.
Yes.
So they got to see that yesterday, and that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. And I think your space has a lot to do with whether you feel settled.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, for us, for me and my husband, we're doing a bunch of remodels. Because of the quarantine.
Yeah.
Because you sit there and you stare at it and you're like, God, I hate that color of the wall.
Mm-hmm.
I hate it so much. I'm just going to paint it today.
Yep. And you're home, so it's not like you have to pay someone to do these things.
Exactly.
Because, like, you're like, wait, I have all the time now. Like,
yeah. I'll just go to Home Depot, grab the paint, and we'll just start painting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It makes your mind, like, it helps the mind.
It does.
Yeah.
And I was listening to something and they said that you need to do something creative
mm-hmm.
at least once a day.
Yeah.
Because that'll keep your mind off of it. And, like, creativity could be like working on a home project or doing a puzzle or
painting or coloring.
Painting, yeah. Coloring. I mean, coloring is
crafts.
Yeah. Like, coloring is a really good one because it kind of focuses your mind into what you're doing
mm-hmm.
and you're not so focused on, like, what's going on in the world around you.
That's the biggest thing is, like, they say don't check the news anymore. If you do, just have a scheduled of, like, okay, this is the time that I check the news and I don't touch the news at all for the rest of the day. Because I got a little obsessive.
So did I.
And it was because I was like, okay, I need to know how protective I need to be because my co-host, my best friend in the world, has lupus. So I'm like, there's no fucking way I'm going to be responsible for killing her.
Which thank you for not killing me. Like, I appreciate that.
Yeah, like it was anxiety here. So I'm like, I'd look every morning, every night, and just one time in the mid-afternoon, and I realized, like, I needed to stop because it was just overload. Everything was about corona. Like, when's the vaccine that could happen?
Yeah.
You know, and all these different numbers that go back and forth, and you're just like, they don't know either.
Yeah,
like, this is new. They weren't prepared.
Yep.
I get it. You suck for not being prepared
because
you act like you were.
But it is what it is.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
And we have to accept it and just, like, work together.
Well, and I think for me, I watched the news obsessively waiting for the vaccine.
Oh, right.
Like, I want to turn it on and hear, we found a vaccine. It's working immediately. It's all over. Like, I'm ready for, like, and I was ready for that at, like, 2 days in.
I know you
but
were.
I was like, okay, let's just get this over with.
Yeah.
Can we just do that? Because I don't want to do this. So that's why I obsessively watched it, which I have not watched the news in, like, a week.
Good.
So, good. And it has made me, I mean, granted, I did spend the last 2 weeks sick. So.
She was pretty sick, guys.
I was really sick.
Yeah, you guys know she couldn't make the live.
No, and I will pretty much do anything to make the podcast stuff happen.
Right.
I mean, other than, like, obviously giving you the coronavirus or giving you the flu, but I couldn't move. I laid in bed, I think, for, like, 5 hours straight.
Mm-hmm.
And all day, I was up at, like, 1 a.m., did not sleep all day, and just watched The Office, because that's what I'm binging right now.
Nice.
So it was, and I haven't done that in a long time. Like, usually I'll get up and I'll fill my tea or, like, you know, I get up every once in a while, but no, there was no way I could get out of bed.
No, and I knew something was up when your husband texted me.
Yes.
And was like, Kelly can't talk. This is what's going on. And I'm like, whoa. Yep. Alrighty then.
Yep.
This is no joke. We need to figure this out. So.
Yeah. My husband got home from work and I was like, you need to text Melanie because I am not doing well.
Mm-mm.
And I can't deal with text right now. Like, because it's funny because when you're sick, you would think, like, answering texts or, you know, doing stuff through text is fine.
Yeah.
For me, mentally, I just could not even handle it.
Yeah.
Like, I was trying to just survive at that point. I was like, okay, get through the next hour.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now get through the next hour. Like,
oh, man. That's tough.
It was bad.
That's tough.
And that was the worst I've been in a long time.
Yeah, and they found out you had an infection.
I had a bladder infection.
Yeah.
And it was like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Nonstop.
Yeah, her antibiotics wasn't working.
Antibiotics weren't working, and then I kept getting migraines.
Mm-hmm. And that's new for you, right?
That's new, yeah. So, I mean, I've always had migraine medication because some of my medications can cause migraines.
Right.
But it has never been that bad.
No.
And I was taking, I felt like I was always taking medication. Like, every 4 hours, I was on top of my pain medication and everything, and it was bad. It
still wasn't working.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, like, it's so crazy. Within 2 days, guys, like, she's now, like, vibrant, and she has full of energy, so they gave her the right dose now and the right stuff.
We're good. Yeah, it was like within probably, I took the new stuff, and then probably within 6 hours, I was like, all right, I can do this.
You messaged me, and you're like, I think I'm starting to feel good, and I was like, oh, she's simmer down, girlfriend. You better lay down. You do not do anything right now.
I don't like to be... And I think that's why this quarantine is so hard for me.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to be restricted anymore.
Mm-hmm.
When I had surgery, I made the vow to myself that I was going to do new things. Yes. And I was going to get out of the house. And I was going to live my life. And I was going to do what I wanted to do regardless of my situation.
Right.
So, and before I was like, I'm going to live my life in bed. Because I can't really move.
Mm-hmm.
So the quarantine is so hard because I'm being restricted.
Because you got your life back and then the quarantine took that.
Took it again.
Mm-hmm. And it wasn't anything you did wrong.
No. I mean, it's nobody's fault. It is what it is, you know. But yeah, it was just hard to have that taken away again.
I would imagine.
For the second time in my life.
So I'm happy we're doing the quarantine episode to help.
Yes, I am too. I think I needed this.
I did too.
It's hard. I mean, and like we said, like, we are lucky that we have things like FaceTime and video chat and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just being in the same room, being able to talk.
Yeah, it makes a huge difference.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I can, like, feel your energy.
Yeah.
Type deal.
Yeah, exactly.
I can read you better in a person than I can. So.
Exactly.
But, like, with the quarantine that... I don't know. I'm guessing people are having problems with this. We've seen it on our feed of, like, going to the fridge.
Yes.
Because now you're around it all of the time.
Yes, exactly.
Because, like, I was in the kitchen, guys.
Yeah, you were literally staring at the fridge all day long.
And yeah, like, it's weird because I do have my intermittent fasting from 1 to 9, but I was noticing I was getting hungrier earlier, like 10, 11, and I'm like... There's nothing different but the fact that I'm home and I'm near a fridge.
It's because it's literally staring you in the face.
Yeah.
And it's like, eat my food.
Basically.
Literally, that's what it's doing.
Yeah. So you have to, like, be very, very careful and be mindful because that's why I was like, okay, well, I need to work out because I'm not moving enough, obviously.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
And I can't be eating bad all of the time because, like, I was giving in to treats. That's what they are. They're just little treats.
Yeah. And remember, we are not dogs.
No.
We do not need treats.
We don't need treats.
Although having a sweet something at the end of the day is kind of nice.
It is.
But we are not dogs. No. That's what I tell myself. Like, I'm like, I just want a little treat. I'm like, I'm not a dog. So I don't need a treat.
Then I would just change the name. That's what I would have thought. Because then my brain would be like, no, fuck you. I deserve this.
I don't know what
happens in my head.
Oh, so you change it to make it justifiable.
I have to justify it. Yeah.
All right. I saw it somewhere where they were like, ladies, we're not dogs.
Yeah.
We do not get treats. And I was like, that makes so much sense. For whatever reason, like, it clicked in my head.
Well, you have dogs, so that might help.
I do have dogs, and they deserve treats. I do not.
Yeah. And my cats are cute, so I'm like, I'll give you treats. So, I'm cute. I deserve a treat. Damn it.
You are cute.
I'm better than a cat and a dog. So, there you go. See how I justify the fact that I need a treat.
Yeah, and I'm literally like, I'm not a dog, so I'm not going to eat a treat.
Oh,
I
love it.
And that's the two personalities.
That's right. That's right. But that's the problem. Like, oh, you have a good handle on the treats, obviously.
Yeah.
And I obviously want a treat every once in a while. So that part didn't click. It's not clicking for me because I still want to justify it.
But we have found our alternatives for that.
Right.
So, like, we tried the Built Bars.
Mm-hmm.
And
those were good.
Yeah. And she really liked, which I have more for you, by the way.
Nice.
The coconut almond one
mm-hmm.
was your favorite.
Yep.
And so, like, that's a good sweet treat, but you're also giving yourself protein and you're not consuming a bunch of sugar with it.
And I realized, guys, so just go back to your normal diet of protein first and veggies and fruit later. Yes. Because I've been doing that all week and I haven't even craved chocolate.
You haven't?
No. I'm just annoyed with myself.
Because you know.
Because I've been doing this for 1 week exactly.
Yeah.
And had not have had a chocolate craving.
Wow.
And it's because I've been having meat for every meal. Some sort of meat for every meal.
Because didn't somebody told you, right, that if you're craving sugar or chocolate or something, it means you're not getting enough protein.
Correct. Yeah.
So
and I read that.
If you're craving something sweet, try having something with protein first.
Because it's wanting carbs. That's like the deal. So now it's swapping to like, okay, well, here we go. Let's go get some carbs.
Okay.
At least that's the way that I understood it. I can be completely wrong. You can fact check me and let me know.
We will have our producer fact check that.
He's like, that's not happening.
But
I have noticed that that's the biggest deal. It's like, just go back to the basics is what I'm trying to say is they're the reason those are the stepping stones is because those work.
Well, your brother, Matt, is doing the carnivore diet.
Right. And he's about to hit a day. Last time I talked to him, he's like a day 97, 98.
And he's doing really good with it.
Yeah, he's down like 40 pounds, 45 pounds.
That's awesome. That's so awesome.
And it's just like, he's like, Mel, because he has the lap band had the lap band. And he's like, it's just like what it was before.
You just revert back to that post-op diet.
Yeah.
Like when you first started real foods, like you're just eating protein. That's all you're focusing on.
And you don't feel hunger like you used to anymore because like then now that's back to normal. It's like I don't ever feel really hungry anymore.
It's kind of like a reset
because
you're resetting, you're going back to that original diet where you were just focused on that protein.
It's just drink as much water as you can and you get your protein first.
Awesome.
That's all you got to do.
And in theory, when you say it, you're like, oh, that's easy. I can totally do that. Mm-hmm. And then when you walk by the fridge 10 million times a day.
That's the part that's hard. Yeah, because you're like, oh, but I want that and that and that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, and I realized like it's hard. For me, I live with just me and my husband and my two dogs.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't buy anything. Like nothing comes into this house that is carb loaded, sugar loaded, like nothing other than the protein bars that we try and stuff like that. Like that's the highest sugar content that we have in the entire house.
Wow.
We just don't bring it in. But for people that have kids, it's harder because do have those little snacks that they like to eat, you know, the sugary yogurt or the sugary gummy treats and things like that.
Or just the fact of like, because me and you were having this conversation, like no one gets fat off of fruit, but you can't eat too much fruit because what we realized when I calculated for one full day, because I would eat watermelon, some raspberries and blackberries and orange, a banana, like I wouldn't have all of this in one day, but sometimes I'd have like three or four groups in one day throughout the day. And the sugar level was fine, but the carb level was so high. It was like 80 grams of carbs at the end of the day I was having just in fruit.
Well,
and so that's the deal. I was like, oh my goodness. I mean, the sugars were just like probably 50 or 60, which is still way more than you're supposed to have in a day anyway. So that's the deal. It's just too much of that in one day.
My nutritionist told me that a normal carb diet is 150 in a day. So you were within that range.
Yeah, it's but like while 100, my 150. Other food... You got to think, though. That's the deal. Yeah. It's like, you have to balance, like, okay, so I had 80 grams of carbs in my fruit. So then but I had no idea that that's how much I was using. Yeah. So I was preparing for carbs for the other way around. So now I'm really getting way too many carbs.
Yeah.
So that's just the deal. It's just like, I shouldn't be having fruit four times a day. And they do say that. You just need one good serving of fruit a day, and that should be fine. So now that's what we're doing. Just do your normal serving.
I still can't wrap my hand around the fact that you can have too much fruit.
You can. Like, you totally can.
I know that you are explaining it correctly, and I know that it makes sense logically. Mm-hmm. But for me, I'm like, nobody gets fat off of fruit. Like,
nobody can get diabetes off of fruit.
True.
So that's just the deal. And it's also everybody's body's different. So you're going to store the carbs and sugars differently than you would. So like I notice with me, when it comes to carbs, it stores. Like it does not.
Yeah.
It doesn't burn like you. Like it's crazy.
I don't eat any carbs.
I know. Well, you know what I mean. Like when I eat it, like it sticks to me.
Yes.
And when other people, when they eat the carbs, it just falls. It still goes off of them. Like it's no other. And I think it's the metabolism thing.
Yeah.
Like I never have had the highest metabolism, but I know from me working out and eating healthy, it's supposed to be better.
Well, and you're seeing a huge change in your weight.
Mm-hmm.
Just from changing your diet, which 80% of weight loss is diet.
It's the food. Yeah. 100% the food.
Because even if you work out for 3 hours a day and then eat shitty foods all for the three meals a day or eat snack in between and all that, it's not going to balance each other out.
No.
I mean, growing up in my 20s, when I thought that made sense, like I would be like, oh, I worked out for an hour. I could have a Big Mac.
Yeah, no.
It totally balances out. No, it doesn't. No, not at all. Not even close.
Not even close. You need to do more than just that hour workout.
Yeah, right. And an hour workout when I didn't know what I was doing.
Right.
You know, it was like walking on the treadmill. Oh, I walked on the treadmill for an hour. It's fine. I can have a Big Mac. No.
No way.
And now I know that.
Yeah.
But I also have taking all those carbs out.
Mm-hmm. So there's no problem.
Yeah. But speaking of exercise, that has been my issue.
Yes.
Because my exercise is at my work.
Right.
And I have not been able to go to work.
And because of the quarantine.
Exactly.
You can't go.
Exactly. And so my move times and stuff like that, like, tanked.
Oh, totally.
And, like, I'm still getting up about every hour to fill my tea and like walk around or whatever, go to get the mail.
That's the only one I get is the stand goal now. Unless I work out. If I don't work out, it's the only one that
Which is crazy. Yep. Like I used to hit my move goal by 11 a.m. When I'm at work. Like I went into work today.
Right.
And because we're getting things ready to open. So we're doing organizing and cleaning and all that good stuff. And I hit my move goal as soon as I got home. And I went in at 10 a.m.
Nice.
So I'm like,
you just need to work.
I just need to go to work. Like, and that's my happy place. Like, you know, I love being there. My boss is amazing. I have amazing coworkers. And so it's like, I walked in today and I just felt so much better.
Well, and you finally found a home.
I did.
Yeah. Like you found a real place that you actually care about and everybody cares about you. Like it's a back and forth. And that's got to be hard to not have during this time. Like that support system's gone.
Yeah.
I think that's the thing that people are realizing, like with the quarantine, it's like your support system. You're figuring out what was your support system, who is still important to you, because all of a sudden there's only like maybe 10 people that you probably still talk to.
Yeah. Exactly.
So
something that we wanted to go over was when you are stuck in a house and you have all this time to think things over and over and over and over again, and you've got nothing. I mean, you're literally seeing the same walls day in and day out.
Yeah. I literally told Eric, I go, I'm going to do the yard work. And he's like, babe, I don't want to do that. And I go, I didn't say you had to do it. And he's like, what? And I was like, I'm going to put a podcast in and I'm going to do some yard work. And he's like, are you okay? And I was like, yeah, the deal is that I don't want to look at another four walls again.
Yeah.
And all I'm doing is going from one four walls to another four walls.
Yep.
I need to be outside.
Yeah.
And I don't look at any walls for a few hours.
Yep.
And I felt great afterwards.
Yeah. But it makes a huge difference. Mm-hmm. Like getting, on one hand, you need a routine.
Yes.
Because you will go crazy without one.
Yeah. Make your bed every morning, guys. That helps.
I never make my bed, just FYI.
It's a thing.
Never. Never gets done. But like having like, okay, I'm going to get up at this time. I'm going to start work at this time. Because we don't, especially for people that are working from home, you aren't leaving.
No. Like, because I would get up at 6 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Now I don't have to get up until 7.
Yeah.
Which is nice, but it's weird.
It's weird, and it throws off your entire body schedule.
Because the first 2 weeks, I would actually shower every morning still. It took me a while. They said, like, that's a good thing. You should just still act like you're going to work because it won't ruin your routine because then you're still in that and you feel good about it and you've accomplished something.
Yeah.
Hence the bed making. Because it feels like, so the study behind that one is just the fact of like, you've accomplished something already today.
Yeah.
So then you can be like, oh, I can keep accomplishing things.
Mm.
And so the bed thing's a deal for me. I make it every day. Well, but even now,
that's something super small that makes you feel so much better.
And we're going to need that right now.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So like that stopped for me.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm making the bed still happens because I'm a neat freak, but the showering stopped.
Yeah.
And I saw this meme where it's like, you can tell how far your wife's into the quarantine versus like, what is she wearing? Leggings, no bra now, there's a sweater on. Like, and I was looking and I showed Eric and we both laughed and I was like, I'm on like week 4.
Yeah, right. You're like, I stopped putting jeans on.
Yeah.
I'm now living in sweats.
I'm in, leggings and sweats all the time.
Well, I mean, but you're not leaving your house.
No, big sweaters.
Why would you get dressed?
Mm-mm. Like, I wake up, I still, like, it's funny, the new routine is I'll still wake up at, like, 7, but I go through the Instagram stuff first.
Yes.
And then I brush my teeth, I put deodorant on, I just don't change my clothes, I just stay in my PJ pants and my shirt.
Well,
The goal is, and I've done this for a few weeks, and just this week has been, it's only Monday, it's been a little weird,
but it's already weird.
Like, normally I would, by noon, I would go work out, and then I would shower afterwards, and then there you go, my day would start.
Yeah.
But like, I didn't get out of my PJs at all today. So
yeah,
completely different. So that's the deal is like, if you follow your routine, you start feeling weird.
Yeah.
Like I feel weird. The fact I didn't do those things today.
Well, and I think it's kind of like, I mean, obviously this is a less extreme, example, but when you go on vacation, so like your whole routine is thrown off while you're on vacation.
Right.
And then by the time you get back and you have to go back into your routine, you're like, oh, I don't want to do this. Even going on vacation for a week, like that's throwing your entire routine off.
Seriously. Yeah.
I can't even imagine. Like, I mean, we're living it, but like, it's just weird.
It's weird. It's just weird to not. So you've had to deal with the stay at home before. Yes. So I don't know if this is helpful that you have or not. So you can be like more mentally prepared for it or not. But I've never been told or had to go anywhere. So like, I didn't mind the whole like, don't go to movie theaters or don't do these things. Yeah. Like social distance, that's fine. Like I can deal with that. But when you're like, okay, but you can't like, and now you start realizing, oh, I can't go do things.
Yeah.
Like, cause I'm very active. Like,
yeah.
And not
you
just
go
like,
to shows. Yeah. You go, you are constantly doing stuff.
Yeah. And it's not like I'm physically active as much as I'd probably want to be on like going out and doing things. But like, I do go to comedy shows all the time and I go to concerts and like, I've missed two comedy shows. I missed one concert and a mud run, actually. I was going to do my first mud run last Saturday.
That's right.
I was getting ready for it. That's why I started running. Because, I know that I'm not, I've never done one, a mud run. Those look kind of crazy.
They look fun, though.
They look a lot of fun. And I was going to do it with these moms that my sister-in-law met.
Okay.
And they're all nice girls. And we're going to do something together. And nope. Like, can't do that. So that was, something physical I was looking forward to that I couldn't do.
Yeah, it's just, it's the bummer of looking forward to something for so long.
So long.
And then you just can't do it. And you're like, well, what do I do now?
Yeah. And I didn't realize how much I go up to Portland.
You go up to Portland a lot.
Yeah. And I haven't been since the quarantine. So it feels really weird.
So March?
Yeah.
Two months?
For 2 full months, I'm not going north, actually.
Yeah.
So,
It was right before we did my husband's birthday at Topgolf.
That was the last.
And that was the last time. And it was
the first week of March.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was it. So it was just a little odd. Just everything's different and getting used to it. And I had a week because I Marco'd you a few times. And I know I shouldn't care so much, but I have this persona of always being strong for people and being strong for myself.
Yeah.
And I was like, this quarantine's not going to faze me. Like, y'all are just being ridiculous. Like, this is not going to be a problem. I love working from home.
Yeah.
I love my family. I love coming home to them. This is going to be not a problem.
Exactly.
Boy, was I wrong.
Yeah. You were Yeah.
I mean, it took a while. It took me about 4 weeks in for me to finally, like, mentally break.
Yep. Exactly.
I remember marking Kelly, and then she could tell that I was just about to fall into tears. So she just FaceTimed me. She's talk. Like,
she was talking, and I can tell when Melanie's going to cry. Like, I've known her for a long time.
Yeah.
I know when she's going to cry. And she was, like, getting to that point. Mm-hmm. And then she starts crying, and she's like, I gotta take a break. And she shuts Marco Polo off. And I was like, whoa, you can't really stop there. So I knew that something obviously was wrong. And so I called her and we FaceTime talked for like,
an hour.
Yeah. But I think it definitely helped because like Marco Polo is really good for like during the day.
Yeah. Quick messages.
Exactly. Yeah. Or, you know, if you're Kelly and you blather on for a half hour, you know, whatever. But it's really, sometimes you just need to get those emotions out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what you needed.
Well, and I need to be able to tell someone that like, hey, like, I feel like I should be stronger, but I'm not. Mm-hmm. So FYI, I'm human and this sucks and I don't know what to do. And it's the whole like having too much time.
Mm-hmm.
So much time. Like, because that's a big thing. Now we're thinking all the negative thoughts all freaking day long. Like normally we're distracted by work and exercise and music and shows and all these different, going to restaurants and movies. So like we don't deal, which kind of sounds bad that we don't deal with our emotions maybe all the time, but this is a huge difference going from like not, you know, only deal with it a little bit and like be able to work through it on a normal basis than to have like, oh, wait, here you go. You're home. By the way, you have problems that you've never thought about. And now you're going to think about them all day long.
All day long, and every day.
They're not really problems. They're just like you're nitpicking at your body or your weight or what someone may have said or the news. And you're just like spiraling.
Yeah.
That really helped calling you. Like you calling me. I'm happy that you just called me.
Yeah. Because I don't think you would have called me.
No. What I was about to do is just like bottle it up and go have some tea and then just deal with my day and just message you later when I can calm down.
Yeah.
Because like I could feel the anxiety just build. And it was like getting hot and I'm like, no, I don't want to talk to anybody.
Yeah.
But I knew like if I did, it'd be fine. It just like, I knew that. I knew I had to express everything and I didn't want to do that right away. Yeah. But you made me and it worked.
So yeah. Well, and it was like, she cried. She did her thing. Mm-hmm. She got it. The tears out. I think you cried like two or three times during our conversation, but like she got the tears out and then I gave her constructive criticism of, okay, what are you doing with your day?
Yeah.
Because if you're having a breakdown right now, it means that there's something that you can do to help.
Yeah. Like something's broken. What can you do to fix it? And like, that was the deal. Cause I just needed, my routine is all weird. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm taking showers at weird times of the day, Kelly. I don't even know like who takes a shower. I took a shower like 7 or 8 o'clock at night. I don't do that. Like, not that it's a bad thing. I just never do. But I did it. Cause I was like, that was the day of working in the yard. I was like, okay, work in the yard. The fire pit's going. I smell like fire. So I was like, I'm going to go take a shower, but still like that would never happen on a normal day.
No.
At all. But these are not normal times.
These aren't.
Yeah.
So it's okay to break down.
Yeah, it totally is.
I've had my breakdown.
It was the next week.
It was the next week. Yep. That's right. And we talked it through.
Yep.
And we were good. But it's just hard. It's hard to kind of realize, especially for people that don't have anxiety or don't have depression, like you've never experienced these feelings before.
No, not like that. Like I have anxiety, but like that was a lot. That was just a lot. And I felt, and I could tell I was getting depressed.
Yeah.
And it was weird when I realized I was like, oh, I'm getting depressed. I don't want to be depressed. I'm not a depressed person.
No.
And I'm like, I don't think that Eric knows how to deal with me being depressed. Like
you know how to deal with him.
I know how to deal with him because he has it. So it's like, what are you going to do? It's like, I need to figure this out. So I'm not.
Well, and it's just the fact that you are stuck in your house.
Yeah.
And you can't go anywhere. You're not seeing people on a daily basis. Right. You are a huge people person.
Mm-hmm.
And so not, you know, those two things together alone would drive anybody crazy.
Right.
So, and we weren't recording.
We weren't recording. We weren't seeing each other in person.
No, we were like strictly over Marco Polo, over FaceTime, like. Yeah. And that is, you know, it's really, I don't know what I'm trying to say.
It's just a lot for someone to go through that's never had to deal with something like that. Because then you have to realize, like, I was trying to figure out why I was feeling these feelings. Because I'm like, who cares? I'm home. At least I'm safe. Like, I'm not sick. That's the one thing I don't like. I don't like pity parties. And when I start feeling like I'm starting to have one, I get, like, mad at myself.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably because, like, I don't know. I just don't want I don't want to inconvenience anybody.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, they're like, they have to deal with me. And it's like, no. Like, I'm fine. It's fine. I am not, like, I'm not a problem. It's not a problem. Because because I was reading the news, I was so overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. And I see all the death and the problems that, like, New York was having.
Yeah.
And Italy was having and all those other, like, really big hotspots. And I'm like, I can't complain right now. Like, that was the deal. Is like, I felt like an idiot. Felt stupid. I remember how many times I tell you I felt stupid that day.
Yeah, I'm like, you're not stupid. You have feelings.
Yeah, I'm like, no.
You're allowed to feel what you feel.
I know. And then, but I read, like, somewhere, like, this, the dude got corona, and he went into a coma, and then he woke up to find out his wife died from corona, and then he died 2 days later, and I'm like, what? My God. Like, so in my head, I'm like, who cares that I'm having anxiety attacks, this dude?
Right?
So it's just hard for me. I don't like to feel bad about myself because I'm just like, there's so much worse things out there.
Yeah.
That's why I always say, I'm like, I feel dumb feeling this way because this is stupid. But then I realize, you're right. I'm entitled to my feelings.
You're entitled to feel how you feel.
Yeah. It's just hard.
Yeah.
So, I would say if you guys are ever feeling this way, just call someone.
Yes.
Or at least give them an inkling of what's going on.
Well, and, you know, you don't have to do a face-to-face call. I mean, you can just use your phone, call them up, talk to them over the phone, or, you know, if you don't have anybody, there are online therapists.
Yes.
And there are tons of websites now that are, and a lot of therapists are switching to Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
So you can do Zoom meetings because it is affecting everybody.
Right.
So, like, you feeling like it's stupid to feel this way. You're not alone.
No, no.
You know, everybody else is feeling the exact same feelings.
Right.
Because we've never gone through this before.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know how we're supposed to feel.
Yeah, no one has. And so it's like, how do you process this?
Yeah.
So.
And Melanie actually sent me a really good podcast.
Yeah. So I listen to Crooked Media is their media company, and it's I used to listen to Pod Save America, Love It or Leave It, and Hysteria, the three, and Pod Save the World. Sorry, four. Oh, and What a Day. That's five. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
I listen to them, not all in the same day, but, like, you know, sprinkled through all the other stuff. Cause I listen to a bunch of different types of podcasts. I'm all over the place.
Yeah.
But this isn't on Love It or Leave It.
Okay.
And it's the April 18th episode. It's called Live Free and Die, and they bring on a therapist.
Yeah.
What's his name, Kelly? You have it.
He is Dr. Ali Mattu, M-A-T-T-U, and he has a YouTube channel.
Yep.
And it's called The Psych Show.
Yep.
And if you just want to listen to him, it's at 46 minutes and 25 seconds is where you can start. And So before we did this podcast, I didn't really listen to a whole bunch.
No.
And since starting it, I've listened to more and more, obviously, because this is my life now. Yeah. But I found him so incredibly insightful.
Yeah.
And very down to earth.
He was calming.
His voice was very calming.
Yep.
So I would recommend for you guys all to at least give it a listen.
Yeah. Just that part if you don't want to listen to the whole thing. Yeah. Like, he talks about how you need to have a routine.
Yep.
Only check the news.
And the creativity.
Yep.
Yep.
So, and then what was the other one? Oh, the people that are in isolation. Like, those are the ones that we need to check on. So, if you notice your friends being kind of quiet.
Yeah.
There's a reason. And don't just assume that they're fine.
Yeah.
Like, send them little gift baskets or make the phone call, email them, text them, something to show that you're there still.
Yeah.
You don't have to pry, but the deal is just trying to get them engaged.
Even if you just, like, go get a card and write a little note, or even if it's just a folded piece of paper and you write a little note saying, I appreciate your friendship, like, something like that, and stick to the front of their door.
Right.
Like, that makes such a huge difference.
Something
so tiny.
Yep.
But I know that if I opened the door and I saw this note from a friend saying, you know, I love you. I care for you. I can't wait until we can hang out again. You know, something like that. It would mean so much.
I'd be like, holy moly. Like, I would feel so good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So definitely, like, try things because you just, this is definitely time. Like he was saying, like, there's times that we've just never seen this before. So.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, and that's the main thing is that none of us know what we're doing. Mm-mm. We're all doing trial and error.
Yeah.
At this point, because you're, I mean, even with food, you're saying, okay, well, that didn't work. So now I'm going to try this. And then with your routine, that didn't work. So now I'm going to try this.
Yeah. You have to keep, I think that's the biggest thing is you got to keep going.
Yep.
You can't just like sit in the rut because the rut's not helping.
Exactly.
Obviously what you were doing wasn't working and I'm all about being proactive. So it's like,
yeah.
Hey, that's why you guys can hear me be like, hey, what's wrong? How do I fix this? Because I don't like feeling this way.
Well, and we both have therapy brains. Yeah. Like we want to be the therapist for the other person and take care of it. So yeah, we're just the both of us do the same thing for each other. So anytime somebody calls me and they have a problem, I'm like, yep, what can I do to fix that?
Yeah.
Like even if it is, you know, oh, maybe I need to send like my best friend in Portland, Oregon, Miss Coley, she was having a hard time. And so I sent her a thing of tea.
Yeah. See how sweet that is?
Like, it was, like, no money. And I literally just sent it on Amazon. And she was so excited.
I bet.
So, like, something as tiny as that makes a huge difference. Mm-hmm. So just keep it in mind. And it doesn't have to be gifts. Like I said, you can just do a handwritten note or maybe pick some flowers and put them on the door. You know, there's so many different things.
Just even just phone calls, text messages, photos, send them something. Like,
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because like I always tell Eric too, I'm like, check on your friends. Check on your friends. And he's like, why? And I'm like, just check on your friends.
Yep, exactly. Yep. Just, I mean, even if it's just a text being like, how are you doing? Need anything? Like that means the world for some people.
Because I don't know about you, but like the body dysmorphia has flared up for me.
Oh my goodness.
Like it's been
so bad.
Right? It's been bad because of this whole thing. It's like I look in the mirror more, pick myself apart more.
Yep.
Like with these, by the way, guys, I don't like rewatching reviews because I just do that now.
Yeah, you pick yourself apart.
Yep. So I just don't rewatch them.
Nope.
I just post them and call them good because I will sit there and pick, and there's no need.
No. We all think she looks great. So the fact that she, but we are our own worst critic.
Right.
So we can take a picture together and I can look at you and be like, oh my gosh, she looks so good.
Mm-hmm.
And then I look at myself and I'm like, ugh, I don't like the way I'm looking. Like, I have a fat face. I don't like the way my hair is. Like, literally. And then vice versa. It's the same way.
Well, it's just weird because one day I'll be in a dress. Like, it was warm. Like, last week, I think it was, or something.
Week before,
maybe. And I liked it and I felt good. And I was like, I'm all confident, back to normal Melanie. And then, like, 3 days later, I'm, like, looking at my legs. I'm like, oh, my legs are too big. So, it's so stupid.
Yeah. But my problem is the skin, blue skin.
Mm-hmm.
So I never really, I didn't have any up until the last, I'd say, month or so. And it's really I've started to pick it apart.
You started to notice more.
And it could just be because we are home.
Yeah.
And this is going to happen.
Because you haven't lost much weight this month, right?
I have lost nothing.
Nothing.
So I am staying pretty steady between 143 and 146.
Okay.
I'm pretty much 144, 145, right in the middle.
Yeah.
Which I'm totally fine with. I'm comfortable here. But I don't know if it's because I haven't lost weight that I'm kind of starting to pick apart other parts of me.
Oh, probably.
Because I'm not seeing that instant, like, oh, I lost a pound this week.
Right.
Oh, you know. But I'm also noticing it. Like, I put on a pair of shorts and, like, all I could see was my thighs. And I'm like, nobody cares.
Mm-mm.
Like, in my head, I'm like, nobody cares about my thighs.
No.
Like, I'm the only person that's going to care about that. But that's what we do. We pick ourselves apart.
Well, now that you have extra time to do so.
Exactly.
That's the deal. Yep. That's what sucks about it. So.
Yep. You look in the mirror and you're just like, ugh. Well, and the other thing is I do a lot of self-care.
Yes,
I do my hair.
She does, guys.
I do my extensions. I do my lashes. Like, there are things that I do every single month, and that's just how I upkeep.
Right.
I can't do any of that.
I know. I know, because we can't get our toes done.
It's killing me. Like, literally, not literally. Not having my lashes on
I was hoping you were going there.
It drives me crazy. Like, you get so used to it.
It was so funny, though.
It was pretty funny.
It was so funny, guys. Okay, so she has these lashes that are, what are they, glued on?
Yeah, it's like an adhesive.
It's an adhesive, right? Yeah. And so they last 2 months?
So they last...
Help explain, sorry.
I go in, okay.
I don't wear these things.
No, she does. Melanie's not that girly. No. So you go in, you lay down, and she takes individual lashes and glues them along your lash line.
Okay.
And then about every 2 weeks, you go in and you get a fill.
Okay.
And so she'll go back in, and the ones that fall out, like, she'll add more. And so eventually they're fluffy and pretty. But I've always worn false lashes. Like, I will.
This is a lot.
Side story on lashes. I have always worn lashes. I love having long lashes.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Back to you, Melanie.
Oh, my God. That was not a side story. Just something. Okay. So, guys, she's, you know, we're talking through FaceTime, Mark, or whatever, yeah. And she's just like, I'm falling apart. And, like, she's pulling her eyelashes up. And I'm like, I have no idea, because I didn't realize that she got these done.
You had no idea?
I was like, what is she talking about? Like, I know she gets her hair done. That's not what she's grabbing right now. I'm like, what is going on with your lashes? She's like, oh, you know, eventually they're just all going to fall out. And I'm like, what? What is happening? Why is this happening? And then she explained to me what she just explained to you guys. And I was like, oh, that makes more sense. So I was just like, can't you just pull them out? And you can't. Like,
no, because your lashes will come with them.
Yeah. So you have to wait.
You have to let them, I'm sure. Oh, I'm sure you all are very enjoying all this lash talk. But
I've learned a lot.
Yeah, you have learned a lot of girl world over there. Yeah. So they were like, there was like a few. I'm like, oh my God. I just want them all to come out now. Mm-hmm. They looked awful.
Well, it was just funny because part of her eyelashes would be there. So they would be like long. And then the other side wouldn't. I'm just like, this is hilarious. Like, she's literally falling apart in front of me.
I'm literally falling apart, people. I need my lashes. Now they're all gone. They're all out. So I'm back to my natural lashes. Yes.
They look great. You should just...
No, they don't.
Keep going with your normal lash. Just put some freaking mascara on and call it good, girlfriend.
I have mascara on.
Then you're fine.
No.
Oh, my gosh. People, help me.
No.
Get through to her.
There are self-care items that I need in my life.
Okay. That's the one you're going to... That's the hill you're going to die on?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
I will.
I think I would have chose the bath. Maybe not the lashes.
Nope. Lashes. Lashes every day. I like to take pictures of myself.
So, I know. But what are you doing now for self-care? Because that's the one thing you had to change. You had to change it up.
So I don't get my pedicures, don't get my hair or my hair extensions done, and I don't get my lash extensions.
Humble brag.
Humble brag?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Let's keep going.
I'm thoroughly confused. I can't even with your face right now. Just tell me.
Because you were talking about how bad it is that you don't have these things. So it's like humbling you, but it's a brag because you can afford all of those things.
That's
so it's a humble brag.
Okay. I will give you
that. If it helps. Garth does that to me when I'm like, when I lost 120 pounds and he's just like, humble brag. Because it's like, it's a good thing, but I'm also bragging about it.
Okay. All right. Okay. It was a humble brag. Okay.
Oh, I love you.
I love you too. So I can't do my self-care items that I normally go out and do.
Right.
So I have started taking baths. I mean, I've always liked baths, but it's been like, there's some days where I take 2 baths.
I was going to say, are they longer?
Yes. So they're longer baths. So usually I set up my tablet. Because I have a little thing that goes over my bath.
Okay.
So then I can have my tea next to me, and I can have my phone next to me, and then I have my tablet set up. Humble brag.
So you have a pretty freaking awesome setup in your bath.
I do. I will admit it. I have a really...
God. But you know what? I'll help. You also lived in your house for 3 years, so you better have a badass bath system, okay?
Okay, thank you. Yes. I appreciate that.
You've earned it.
I have earned that. I have earned my simple pleasures.
Yes.
Of
Because these things made you happy when you couldn't leave the house.
Exactly.
So it makes sense.
Yes.
Yes. There you go.
Thank you. I can't even.
She can't even look at me.
I can't. I want to look at the light switch from now on. Don't look at her face.
Oh, God. I think we need to wrap this up.
Yeah. Great. Okay. So I have my bath set up. So normally I watch one episode of whatever show I'm watching.
Yes.
And if I'm watching The Office, I watch two. But essentially, it's like an hour.
Okay.
And I just kind of, I do my bubble bath and then I do my bath salts. And
you can't even finish that. I can't.
Like, now every time I list stuff, I'm going to be like, humble brag.
Be proud of your routine.
Yes. Yeah. Be proud of your routine.
Be proud.
Yeah.
I do it.
Yeah.
Self-care.
But it works.
Self-care.
The self-care is there and it works.
You obviously have to take care of yourself.
Yes.
It's just like when you're on the airplane and they say, put the oxygen on yourself so you can help others.
Yes.
That is the exact thing that's happening right now.
And that's exactly kind of how you need to be even going forward, because this new life is going to be different and you got to just take some time out for yourself and don't feel like you're being selfish.
Yeah.
Like,
or that you're stupid.
Yeah. Or that you're stupid like me. Because like you're not, okay. And like, I have my days too. Like mine's, mainly, like, my self-care is more or less just, like, listening to podcasts and taking a long shower. Because I don't like baths, but I do take long showers.
Yep.
And I'll just, like, sit there and binge watch the horriblest thing.
Yep.
Because right now, like, I don't watch reality TV.
What's your current one? What are you watching right now?
So, I'm going to put this out there. I don't watch reality TV. But this, from the quarantine... Like, this is a whole new world, because all I want to do is not think about anything.
Yep. You want just watch trashy TV.
Trash-ass TV, American awfulness. And I'm watching The Kardashians.
I love it.
And
I love it.
I'm
disappointed.
I know. Everybody's going to be disappointed with me.
I'm not. I think it's hilarious.
And it's self-care. You're fine.
And yeah, that's my self-care. It's my guilty pleasure that I'm just going to watch this and zone out and play on my phone or my tablet and just chill and not care about like money problems or work problems or just like all these people dying. Like, you know, just I needed to be able to like figure it out and just be like, oh, you know what? They are ridiculous. They're keeping me entertained.
Yep.
And there's so many seasons of these people.
I know. How many seasons are there?
Like 18.
That's crazy.
So like, I don't think I'm going to run out. I don't know. Like, we'll see.
Eventually. Well, now they'll probably be really old still doing it.
Like, well, no, I meant for me with the quarantine, because this is...
You're not going to finish by then.
Like, I don't know. They have a lot of side stuff I can watch too. So that's going to be cool.
Because they have the, like...
Like Chloe and Courtney go to New York. And then you have where Bruce becomes Caitlin. So like that's the deal. Yeah. Now I just get to care about these stupid people's lives that have no meaning to me.
And you get this random ass knowledge.
I do.
That they give you.
And I feel like I looked at Eric and I went to tell him something. He's like, don't you even tell me about your Kardashian show. And I was like, but please.
And I have to.
And then he's like, of course you can. It's not a big deal.
Just, yeah.
Had to make fun of me first.
Although, what's the one sister? Courtney?
I need more information.
Chloe.
There's Chloe.
Chloe. So she does a spinoff one where she helps people eat right and work out.
Ooh, I'd like to watch that.
And that is really good. I am completely hooked on it. There's only two seasons.
Okay.
But I think they're bringing it back for a third. And it's pretty fun. And you get to listen to these people's story and like what they've gone through and why they gained weight. And some kinda of
like
them,
us.
Well, yeah. And some of them don't make it because you have 12 weeks to basically transform.
Oh, gotcha.
And she gives you a nutritionist and she gives you a workout or a, what's the word?
Food plan?
No, somebody that makes
a
you
trainer?
Workout trainer.
Okay. I'll get there.
We'll get there. Eventually, she gives you a trainer and like you work out, you know, every day. And like they do like an intense like retraining of your brain.
That's cool.
And a lot of the people do really well, but you also see some failures too. And so you can see it like, oh, well, I don't want to be like that.
Right.
So it kind of gives you motivation to like, okay, let's get up off the couch. Like,
well, and I was telling you this, yesterday or 2 days ago, the Cheers I even watched that. That was a reality thing on Netflix, the cheer show.
Yeah, yeah.
And that made me want to work out.
Like, yeah. Because those girls are in amazing shape.
They're in amazing shape. Holy cow. And they're working so hard. Mm-hmm. And then I look at them, I'm like, I'm complaining about an hour. And these girls are there all day long.
Yeah, like 8 to 10 hours a day. Yeah. And they're like nonstop doing this. And it's like crazy. Doing flips. And it's nuts.
Yeah.
Like, if you need some motivation to like get up off your butt, watch Cheer.
Yeah.
Watch the Khloe Kardashian one. Like, seriously.
And I'm going to throw a curveball. So at a curveball here, we're going to say even wrestling helps. Like, anything physical, really. If you watch something physical.
I don't watch wrestling.
Because, like, Game Changers. Like, anything that's football. Like, that's amazing.
Something that they're doing activity and you're like, oh, I want to do that.
Yeah. Something you're interested in that's physical.
Well, and positive. Try to stay with positive or humor, comedy.
At least like, for right now.
It'll just make you laugh and kind of make everything seem a little bit lighter.
Got it.
Just for that moment, I think.
All right. Was there anything else you want to add before we leave for this quarantine episode?
No, I think we got everything. We definitely went off topic on this one.
That's
so
okay.
So there are a lot of fun stories in that.
Hey, this was a fun episode. I really needed it, and I'm happy that we did it.
Yeah.
I got it all out.
Let us know what you guys think.
Yeah. Tell us your stories.
Yeah.
Comment at the bottom of
and
everything.
If any of you are thinking or feeling like you don't have anybody to talk to, message us.
Message us.
We're always here.
We'll message back.
Yeah.
Like, I love doing that, so.
Yeah.
Some of you know, because I've messaged you guys and we've talked, so.
Yeah.
Don't hesitate. We're here to help. This is kind of the reason why we have this podcast, is we want to help people, so.
Yep.
Because, like, I felt like I didn't get enough support.
Yeah.
So I feel like I want to just give that to you guys. So you guys need it, let me know.
Yeah. And it's a safe space. So feel free to send us anything at all.
Yep. All right. Love you guys.
Love you. Bye.
Hey, listeners. If you enjoyed your time with us, please rate, review, and subscribe on any platform you get your podcast.
Check us out on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Join us on patreon.com/OSLP where you can get exclusive content.
Thanks for listening to Our Sleep Life,
a podcast for patients by patients.